Part of her wanted to make an escape, and a bigger part of her wanted to shake some sense into her friend. But she was riveted in place by her promise to remain silent. With a grace that spoke of practice, Lana knelt. Jesus. All through college, they each vowed to keep their independence. They'd pushed against the glass ceiling, and they'd fought for their positions in corporate America. And now her friend was kneeling in front of her husband, almost naked, for their guests to see? Julia wondered if she was the only one who was frozen in shock. Lana spread her legs a bit farther apart, and she leant forward to kiss one of Ben's shoes. Julia gasped. From the front of the room, Damien looked over his shoulder at her, his eyebrows raised. Firm, relentless hands landed on her shoulders. Her heart rate increased with her panic. "Be quiet," a man whispered harshly into her ear. I said, "Be quiet." She gritted her teeth. The man's tone was commanding. He pulled her back a bit, and she inhaled the unmistakable and sexy scent of leather. And that same rich and rough, for her ears only, voice